Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Middleman Talk Show, and I am Kevin, and
this is Jennifer.
Nothing.
I hear you out and about today.
Yeah, I am. I'm on the highway hitting curves and corners just like our other co-host, Doug G, normally do. And,
okay.
I'm trying to get back to the A right now.
I heard that. What'll be it?
And this week, our other host, Al, he's chilling with his KSI brother. So, hey, man, we wish him a good meeting and good gathering. And hopefully next week, you guys, you know, we'll be back at full force and so we can get to it for you guys. So, Jen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to hit him with this recap, rebroadcast of Jen's List. Because next week, people, make sure you tune in because, hey, we're going to go 130% hard. Next week with this Jen List Part 2.
Because you know I got some new stuff.
Yeah. Hey, I know you do. I'm very excited to hear and see what you got. And for all the listeners that will catch this rebroadcast, make sure you tune in and pay attention to what's going on because, next week you ain't going to want to miss it. You're not going to want to miss it.
No. So, okay, here we go. We'll see y'all next week.
Right.
Kevin, you be safe.
All right now.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Y'all are now live on blogtalkradio.com, and this is the Middleman Show, the Middleman Hour, the hypest show ever on blogtalkradio.com, and I'm your host, Alan.
And you know who it is. It's Kevin, baby.
And we are the Middleman. We are live today on June 28th.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, G?
Man, as everybody on the phone line already know, this is one of these jacked up weekends. Everything is thrown off. We're losing some great people. Man, it's just one, man, unbelievable, man. One of them unbelievable weekends, man. I thought it was bad when Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes died back to back.
Right.
And we going to turn around and lose Michael Jackson, man. I'm thrown, man. I'm hurt by that.
Just the middle man, you know, we want to send out our greatest condolences to their family and Mike and all they did for Black history in general. You know, as far as you know, as Black people as a race, man, you know, a lot of the things that Mike did get overshadowed through some of the things in which has been happening to him in these, you know, this past decade, with all the cases against, you know, the child molestation and stuff. But the people don't realize that, you know, Mike really loved people.
Yeah.
And that kind of got overshadowed.
Yeah, it did. One of the stories that I heard, man, that kind of got me, and I did not even know this, man. You know, Mike owned the rights to Elvis music. He owned the rights to the Beatles. And, you know, him and Paul McCartney had their little issues or whatnot.
Right.
But, man, the reason why he bought that music was because basically he wanted to have the rights, and with Little Richard and a lot of the writers from back in the day, they didn't have the rights to their own music. So what he did, he just purchased the music, man, to make sure those guys can get paid, man. And I was like, wow. You know, I mean, when Mike purchased that music, man, he basically got a lot of enemies in the industry, man.
Yeah, he did.
For real.
He did.
Michael did the right thing, man. Everybody focusing on the drugs and the babies and all that good stuff. That ain't what it is, man. They need to get real with it, man. You know, this man basically changed the world in his lifetime.
He sure did.
And opened up a lot of doors and barriers, so.
He sure did.
Yeah.
He did. But on to a lighter side of everything, and, you know, we're going to try to keep it moving through this day. today's show, people, very interesting. You know, we've had talks about this particular show and how we're going to approach it. You know, we had, you know, these comments come up through one of our previous shows. So we just decided to do a show on one particular, she's one of our co-hosts of the show. Her name is Jen, of course, you know, for y'all frequent listeners out there. But we decided to do a show on her list. And it's basically what it is, you know, what do women want from men? You know, is it cars, money, is it status, or is it wealth? You know, so she composed this list. You know, it's not just her thoughts and opinions. It's, you know, it's other females as well, too, that she sent this list out, and they just add to them. And basically, you know, these are the things in which we'll identify that what a woman wants in a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, Kevin and I, you know, we got a chance to review the, you know, the list before the show, of course. And some of these things are quite interesting.
Well, actually, Al, I would say it's more than what they want in a man. It's more so some of the things in here is how to keep a man, happy, how to get rid of a man, what you should look for in a man, what should a man have done at a certain point in his life. So, I mean, it's a barrier of thoughts in this list. It's just the fact of some of it's crazy. And we're going to definitely get into this today.
Oh, yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, we talk to Jen all the time about the mother queen whore stuff and all the good other stuff that she always has to let us know about. But, man, it's kind of crazy, and we're going to see what she's talking about today.
That's right.
We're
going to
see what her and her friends and other women are talking about today.
Right. And if you're on the line today, if you want to comment at any time, please press 1 on your phone. Also, if you're on the message board and you want to post your message on the message board, please feel free to do that. We'll definitely get your comment heard. And, hey, let's try to get into it, man.
Yeah, most definitely. Then on top of that, Al, let's not forget, hey, we have a text number that you guys can text us to where we can send you out the information, let you know what the show topic's about. The text number is 729-669. That's 729-669. And you can text the Middleman Show to that number. That's 729-669. And what happened is basically you'll dial the number. You can either call the number that they give you or text you back. And then basically you'll be subscribed to our text list, and we'll let you know what everything is going on. If you ever want to have any ideas for a show or whatnot, you can hit us up at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. That's wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. You also can go join our Ning site. We want more members on there so we can give you shout-outs. We can tell you what's going on as far as with us, and we can, you know, update everybody on what you guys have going on. Because we got some new artists on the front page. We have a couple of people on there. Rawlings is a little company. They basically, you know, promote independent artists and stuff like that. So if you ever want to get on there and let us talk about that, you know, we'll talk about that for you guys.
All right. Well, I think it's time for the, you know, the first song of the day, because we need to go on, move on into this subject.
All right.
It's going to get very heated today. So, first song of the day, people. You know what I'm saying? We're going to hit y'all out with a little bang with it. You know what I'm saying? Jamie Foxx. I don't need it.
Got money, you got plenty to show, and that's funny, cause I've seen it before. You wanna hold my hand, you wanna hold my dough, you got love for sale, I don't need it, I don't need it. Yeah. options. Any money and more, got a minute. It was a long time ago. You wanna spend my time, you wanna spend my dough. You got love for sale, I don't need it.
We're now back live on blogtalkradio.com, and this is the Middleman Show, and you're now tuned in to one of the best shows on Blog Talk Radio, and that was Jamie Foxx. I don't need it. I don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need you singing too, dog. Stop that. For real.
Come on, man.
No.
Let it go, man.
No. We're going to have to reiterate that every show. We don't
need
it.
Come on, man. Hey, I got to get my shine on sometimes. You know what I'm talking about?
You know. There we go. Let them know what we're talking about today, Al.
Well, today's show, people, we're talking about, of course, this is one of our co-hosts. You know, this is one of her ideas. This is Jen Bliss. And today we're going to be discussing what do women want from a man, or what are their expectations out of a man, or, you know, we're going to come at it at all types of aspects. Is it money? Is it cars? Is it status? Is it wealth? You know, and this list is taken from a, you know, different perspectives of women, not just gen people. You know, taking from other perspectives from women as well too. And we're gonna try to get into it. There's gonna be some things that I'll show you what things to look for in the man, that let you know whether or not he's right for you, or things that a man should have accomplished by a certain age. You know, so the list is gonna be a nice little detailed list, people. So, and if you're on the live, you wanna comment, make sure you press 1 and we'll get you on.
Matter of fact, what we need to go ahead and do, and I know she's on the line with us right now, we need to go ahead and get Jen in so she can really let everybody know exactly what was the reason and why are we doing this today.
That's right.
Let's get Jen in right here. Jen.
Yes.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm excited about sharing my list. I think it's going to be helpful to everyone out there.
I don't know about that.
We're gonna see.
So, we want to ask you, why did you come up with this list? This list in particular. Why did you come up with this list?
I came up with this list because my mama always told me, time changes, people change, clothes change, but the rules never change. And it's so many girls out there, and they slipping up, and they letting these guys take control over them. Men can be predators at some time. Yeah, men. Some men
time,
are predators.
Time. Go ahead.
All right. Hold
and
back.
you know, for the men that are predators, girls need a guide to help them protect themselves against these predators out there before they get got. And this is something that me and my girls, my friends, some coworkers, people that I know, sat down, put together some of our thoughts on what you need to do to look for in a good man, what you need to stay away from, and some things we think guys should think about and what they should do, and some things we should think that guys should know that I don't think they do know.
Ooh-wee, you Vinny.
Well,
yeah.
Now.
Well, you know what? Well, we ain't going to beat you up too bad today. We want all your friends.
You're not going to beat. I'm ready for y'all today.
Oh, yeah, we
and
hope you got back
out
up.
There, y'all ready, too.
We hope you got back up. Matter of fact, we got a call on the line right here, man. Go
okay.
ahead and say what you're saying, but we gonna get to your callers real soon. Go ahead and say what you're going to say, Al, so we can get this going.
Jen, you know,
yeah.
I did pray for you before the show. You know what I'm talking about? The previous show, it did drop the sledgehammer. You know what I'm saying? But, hey,
yeah.
hope you got the crew.
Oh, it's going to get hot. It's going to get heated.
Chris. You heard that explosion. That means it's about to go down.
Down. Y'all ready to start this list?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and get
Let's
to that first caller right quick, Al.
All right.
Number five.
Caller 662-571.
Mm-hmm.
You on the middleman show?
On the middleman show.
Hey there. Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, you have a comment for us today, or you want to hear the list first?
Well, I have a comment, and then y'all can go in. Well, I already know what I want, so
Uh-oh.
I can kind of start it, and then y'all come with the list correct afterwards.
Okay, do
you
think?
Can I say it now?
Yeah, you can say it now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Then talking about a predator, I have one. I'll have you know that a predator isn't necessarily someone that'll take your money.
Uh-huh.
A predator will take your spirit or take you, and they'll take control of you.
Right.
Amen, sir.
And you, if enough time passes, you'll look around and ask yourself one day, where did it all go? Where did all the time go? And then that's
right.
When you kind of have to reassess. I always said better late than never. And it ain't got a thing to do with a waiting game. It's just basically, you have so much stuff going on between you and that man. And well, you know, I thought you're looking back and saying, in retrospect, he took up a lot of my time doing what he wanted. I didn't really get to do a whole lot of what I wanted. So,
well,
my, you know, it's kind of a question, man. How do I put my final word down with this man and say, I want you to listen to what I had to say. I want you to kind of come halfway with me on this. I've been more than generous with my time
right.
and getting what you need done.
Right.
And I find myself that in that position because of career moves, career choices.
Yeah.
A lot of time right. we wait for each other to kind of come up or reach a goal. And when you know anything, yeah, somebody's going to tell you over and over again, I haven't gotten it done yet. I'm not finished.
Well,
I'm going to get there.
Well, Val,
and they,
it is Valerie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Val,
I didn't say
what we going to do, Val? What we going to do, Val, we're about to go ahead and go into this list so we don't lose too much time, okay? And we
yeah.
want you to go ahead and stay on the line. Make sure you press that number one when you hear something that kind of make you feel like it's something that you feel like you need to say something, okay? So
it's
what we're about to do,
okay.
we're about to let Jen go into the list, and then you stay on the line with us, okay?
Okay, I'll put
right.
y'all
on
the ticket through my dish.
All
right. All
right, now.
All right. All right.
Jen?
And anybody out there, you hear something that, you know, sparks something in you and that you just agree or might disagree with, y'all make sure y'all press number one. So here I go.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
Most importantly, do not lie. Do not lie, men. Number two, girls, make sure you hide your crazy. Make sure he's locked in real good before you have a full-blown show-your-ass incident. Don't go, you know, showing your ass until he, you know, he's securely your man.
Hold on. Stop right there. We're going to do my seat all over today. Stop right there. Now repeat that. Hold on. We got a caller. We're going to let the next caller, we have another caller. Let her go ahead and, or him, say what
okay.
they need to say also.
Okay, go ahead.
Caller 44844. You on the middleman show.
Yeah, this is Nick.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
See? Did you just hear that last one?
You know, I think there's a reason that I took off the last couple of weeks, and I think it's because I was having to gear up for this one.
Yeah, man. We had to put the armor on for this one.
Jim? You know
Jim,
I love you, right?
Jim, repeat that one again for us, please.
Yeah, repeat that one for me real quick.
Hide the crazy.
Yeah, hide your crazy.
Yeah, go ahead and repeat that. Read that one again,
okay.
Please.
Girls, hide your crazy. Make sure he is locked in before you have a full-blown show your ass incident.
All right. What in the world do you mean by hide your crazy? See, we couldn't let loose on the phone when we was compiling this list, but I'm going to get you now. I'm gonna teach you now. If you crazy from the beginning, your ass crazy at the end. So
that's
why you
right.
Gotta hide anything?
Okay. This is the most dangerous thing in the world is a woman scorned. And women, sometimes men get on your nerves, you're having a bad day, and you could just flip out on your just don't do that until he's, you know, secure it. Let some of the little annoying stuff go. Before you show your ass, that's what that means.
Okay, no. We gonna Nick, go ahead and make your comment because we got a lot of people trying to get in today.
Yeah.
Go ahead and because Gene,
okay.
You started something today.
Let's do the translation of that real quick.
Okay.
Rule number one, men, most importantly, don't lie. Rule number two, women, lie. If you are holding back,
not a lie.
Yes.
Nick,
yes.
If you are holding back your true self, if you are crazy as hell,
yep.
You
yes.
Can let him know up front that you are crazy as hell. And 9 times out of 10, he'll be like, okay, I can deal with that. By hiding your crazy, you are essentially lying, therefore negating what you just told him not to do.
No, Nick, listen to me. Every woman that you have has had a show her ass incident on you. Well, you have got on her nerves so bad where she has had to show her ass. Now, if
you
have somebody
getting on their nerves, some of y'all just damn crazy.
Okay. Nick, hold on the line, man. Hold on the line. We're going to get to our next caller, man. Go ahead
okay.
And get to that caller right quick. Number five. No, we just got from number five.
Oh, okay. That's...
We just lost somebody that wanted to go ahead and make that comment.
Okay.
Let's continue on the list.
We'll get right back to you, my man.
Okay. Victoria's Secret is good. Frederick's Hollywood is bad. Don't buy me no prostitute stuff out of Frederick's of Hollywood. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you don't know how to give oral sex, don't do it. It's annoying. Okay?
Stop right there. If you offer, I'm taking.
That's why.
If you don't know how to do it,
no.
I'll guide you. You know what I'm saying? I'll guide you now.
No.
It does not matter if you can't do it because, number one, get a banana.
It's different for me.
Get a banana.
Ice cream cone, man.
Learn how to do it.
Right.
Oh, I'm talking about men. Like, if the man doesn't know how to do it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Girls can learn, but, like, men...
All right, moving on.
68 and we'll owe you one.
Moving on. Okay.
Next, answering, who was that on the phone with? Nobody is never going to end that conversation. If I ask you who is on the phone, make sure you tell me who it is. Don't say nobody.
Because
that's unacceptable.
What? Well, hold up. Go ahead. I'll leave it alone.
Okay. Don't gawk at other women in front of your woman. You can look, everybody look, but don't, like, you know, start slobbering and all of that. Everybody pick up Steve Harvey's book. It's very helpful. Very, very helpful.
Steve is a sellout. We're just going to keep it real.
I love that book.
Mm-mm.
I love the book.
He's telling too many secrets.
Yeah.
No.
Steve is throwing his player card, man. Come on.
Yeah. Straight punk.
Yeah.
Punk move. Continue
on. Next rule. Make sure you wait 90 days before you have sex with someone that you like.
All right. Stop right there. For all those that just joined in on the Middleman Talk Show today, we are talking about Jen's List. These are things that women talk about sometimes. We may not hear them. We may hear them. Things they're looking at a man, what they expect out of a man, how to keep a man, maybe even how to lose a man. Because some of this
That's
stuff,
right.
definitely, you will lose a man behind, in my
opinion.
Exactly
right.
So if you hear anything that sounds a little crazy to you, go ahead and press that number one,
and
we're going to discuss it and talk about it. Jen, continue on. Because No. 90 days and sex. 90 days.
You should wait 90 days.
Is that some layaway? Is this layaway?
No, it's like a job.
Is
you
it layaway? Like a what?
No, it's not. If you were, if you had a job, you'd be on a 90-day probationary period. You should do the same thing with the man. That gives you enough time to find out if he's crazy, if he's broke, if he has bad
what?
Credit. You know, it gives you enough time.
Hold up. Okay, so you're actually stating that in order for us to, like, to, you know, that we got to put in a job application, you know, we got to go through the screening process and, you know, take the drug test and all that stuff too,
more
huh?
If more women would screen these men, it would be less tears. Screen these men, because next thing you know, you lay down with him, he gives it to you good, and then you don't know nothing about him. He got all these secrets in the closet, and that goes to one of the other rules. Don't get sprung on the good shit. We can say that. It's a grown folk show. If we don't get sprung on good shit, don't get sprung on it. The more better off going to Starship and purchasing you, you know, $19.99, and it's less heartache and
See,
less pain, and it don't
you know
talk
what?
Back to you.
You know what? That sounds just like how Kanye was talking on that CD he had about his diploma. My diploma make me feel warm at night.
Warm.
So if you want to sit up here and buy you a dildo and think that that's going to comfort you the whole time, other than a
no,
man, you lost your
it,
mind.
I don't think it comforts me, but I'm just saying that if you're that strong, where you get sprung off of, and that's the most important thing.
Jen, I'm asking you, this is the main question right here. Jen, this is the main question. Can you help that?
What?
Can you help if you get sprung? Can a man help that he make a woman sprung? Can he help that?
No, but when
he can't help that. So
all
right, then.
All right, then.
You can't.
Next rule. Next rule.
The best predator is the best one in the bed. The best predator is the one that's going to do you right, make you scream, all of this stuff. That, those are the predators. That's why you should wait 90 days. That's why you should wait 90 days.
Keep moving.
All right, next, hint, hint, baloney takes the paint off the car.
See,
if he
stop right
you
there.
Wrong.
No, here, finish that, and I want you to stop right there. And I think
yeah,
we got Nick to get back in.
Okay,
yeah.
if he does you wrong, and you want to really make him hurt, mess with that car. Baloney takes the paint off the car. He'll have a polka dot car in the morning.
Stop right there. You know what's going to happen if you put baloney on my car?
What?
I'm going to shoot the shit out of your car.
Oh, yeah.
Real.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put hot grits on you.
Well, you know, sometimes
no,
I'm not advocating destroying property. I'm not advocating destroying property.
No. Yes, you are. You just said put baloney on somebody's car.
On the car.
Call the phone.
Come on,
go
man.
Ahead and make your comments. Y'all
I'm
let this person make their comment. Y'all got me sold today.
Well, I'm just reading the list. That was on my list. That made the list.
Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead,
friends.
Nick. Go ahead,
I
Nick.
Had to step out.
Hold on, Nick. I muted you for a second. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay.
Jen.
Yes.
First, I want to go back to one thing on your list about men. If you don't know how to do oral sex, don't do it.
Yes.
Well, women, if you don't know how to do oral sex, then it learn.
Damn all.
This is my issue with that. Most women are not trying to take the time. If you got a brother and he's not that good in bed, and he got some stuff that he's got to learn, he leaves us to be desired. Work with the brother. Don't automatically diss him and say, "Oh, don't do this, don't do that," because that's obviously something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want him to take the time to be a better person, take the time. Music Soul Child said it best. Teach me how to love. It goes the same way in the bedroom. You gotta have if he's gotten to that 90 days where he's getting up in there, obviously there's some feelings involved. Mm-hmm. If it's the whole 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The whole 90 days, oh,
yeah.
Some type of potential with him.
That's a long time, son.
Time to say, hey,
Hold on, y'all getting a little heated.
Hold on.
Yes,
calm down. Let's take a deep breath.
Let's take this other caller right quick. 907.
Caller 907-299. You're on the Middleman Show.
Hi, I just want to give a shout-out to Jen. That's my cousin, and I'm calling from Flex. I love you, girl. I love you, too.
Hey, you got a comment?
As far as the 90 days waiting to sex, I agree with it. But I just want to say, for the women out there, if you got a man, and you don't know what he's doing, take the time. You need to let him know what you like. They don't read minds. I just want to throw that out there. Men can't read minds. Neither can women. But at the same time, ladies, we got to work with them and tell them what we like and how we want to figure, or else they're not going to know.
That is true to life right there.
I like her already.
We appreciate you calling in.
You don't have time to do that. You don't have time.
But somebody else going to take the time to do it.
Right.
And you know what? That leads us into our second song of the day. And it's by coming, and it's come closer. That's what somebody really want to do. They want to get closer and love somebody. Not sit up there and be like, I don't love you no more. I don't want you. And kick rocks. Come.
Are we living in a dream world? Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know, your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you. On your bags, love. I know in the past, love has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even give my daughter love. I want to build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. To discover me, I just want you to be trusting me. I kind of laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
that was Common, Come Close featuring Mary J. You know what I'm saying? And I think Jen living in a dream world right now. That's what it looked like to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All these comments you got. You know what I'm saying?
Just out there crazy right now.
Hey. Well, hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it moving, though. Just keep it moving.
Let them know what we're talking about again today, man.
Well, people, if you're just not tuning in to the Middleman Show, we're actually discussing Jen's list, which is a list composed of things in which women want from a man, what they expect out of them, things that you know, show you signs whether or not this guy is for you or not for you, things in which you need to do to keep a man, and et cetera. And, you know, we had a nice little discussion on the first half, and let's try to keep it rolling on the second half as well, too. And if you're on the line, if you want to comment, make sure you press 1.
Yes, sir. And you know what, man? Some of that stuff will make you lose a man.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're going to be able to keep a man. But let's go ahead and go back to our callers and see who would like to make a comment with us today. And then we'll get into the second half of Jen List.
All right, call 662-425. You're on the Middleman Show.
What's going on?
What's happening?
What's going on, man?
Hey, this is BJ.
What's up, player?
Not much, man. I'm back on that baloney on the car thing. I'm just going to tell you, we going to court.
Most definitely. Most
all
definitely
I can say.
So basically, if somebody put baloney on your car, you're going to have a problem.
I'm having a new paint job.
Where do people come up with this stuff?
Right.
Baloney on the car. So if
I
one of the things Jen said, if you got a problem with a man, take some raw baloney and put it all over the car, make a polka dot car. Say baloney, take off the paint. My God. You can lose a man with that one. Or he might come to your job and start playing that Project Pat. I'm a hustler.
Yeah.
On the road.
Dig that. That's right.
You're going to be hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Come up to your job and act a damn fool.
Right.
Yeah, so what else you got? What other comments you got there, brother BJ? Did he just hang up? Yeah, BJ just hung up.
Okay.
I guess we got to tell everybody. If you're on the line, hold on. If you're on the line and you press number 1, you don't have to hang up. We can disconnect you. We can basically take you off air. You don't have to hang up. Jen,
right.
Continue on with that list, girl.
Okay. You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, yes.
Okay. Next. First of all, I did not say the baloney thing. It made my list, okay? I don't advocate violence.
We know it ain't you. It's some of the people that you know.
Whatever. Whatever, Jen. Keep it moving.
Okay, Nick. Don't talk about your ex. It's really lame to do that.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Think like a man and act like a lady.
Stop right there. Stop right there.
What's that?
I don't want no woman to think like a man. Because if a woman thought like a man, you know what men think about all the time.
Right.
Do you know what we think about?
Do you know what we think about?
I don't know.
What y'all think about? Tell me. I want to know.
We think about family. We think about sex. We think about love. We think about our life and our careers. We're just like, I mean, only when we get caught up in, you know, fantasy and, like, it's, you know, getting sprung off a no-good man because the sex is good.
All right, Jen, go ahead and go to the caller, number 8. Let's go to number 8. Let's see what they got to say.
Okay.
We're back on the Middleman Show, 404-844.
It's Nick.
What's up, player?
Oh, goodness.
I got Nick to throw it in.
Look here. Don't talk about the ex. Now, I have to say this. I agree. I absolutely agree. I think that's the worst thing. That's a deal breaker.
Okay.
So I guess that's a deal breaker for a man and a woman to do.
Exactly.
That's horrible for a man and woman to do. So, okay, we'll let that one slide, Jen. That's a good one on the list.
Okay. Yay, I should get an applause.
Okay. What's next on the list, Jen?
Let's talk more about that one.
If he is a king, give in to his queen mother whore complex.
Here we go again.
Okay. You have to ask for time with your man. He's not the one for you. You need to move on, honey.
If your man keeps his nails, toes done more than you, honey, take the hint and move on.
Stop right there. Stop right there. If a man get his hair, if he get his, okay, go ahead and get that one. Get that one.
Hey, call us 662-425. You're on the Middleman Show.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's me. Yeah.
What's going on, yo?
Hey, I'm just calling in just to kind of comment on about a lot of things that are being said right now.
Okay.
I don't agree with this list hardly any. I don't know who came up with that information for the list. But it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. For one, that whole 3 month rule, I don't know if they got that off of girlfriends or whatnot, but that'll leave you by yourself. And it's kind of like you said, it's kind of like a job. You got a probation period. Well, guess what? Sometimes before that probation period is up, sometimes men have a second job just to make sure that the job on probation is going to work out. So you may find yourself somebody working a part-time job while they're waiting for this job to work out. And then
Daddy's
when that other job
that.
Works out, I'm just keeping it real with you.
Yeah. And you know what, man? You just laid it down flat for her right then. Because
right.
like you said, bro, if you ain't doing right, there's always somebody else over there that's going to take my application. As
that's
Jamie
right.
Foxx said, I got options, and my name Mo.
Right. and another thing, the whole thing, I really feel like the caller, whoever they got this information from, I heard her use the term broke man, but most of the women I know are pretty broke, honestly.
Ooh.
And so I'm just being real with you now. You talk about these broke men, but most of the women I know are broken, and they're trying to get a come up off most of these men. Now, I'm just being honest with you here. And the whole comment about hurting a man's car, if you were a real man like myself, you can't hurt me by getting in my car. I drove good all my life, and I will continue to ride good. If you mess my car, I'm going to upgrade on you.
Hey,
that's
my LV
so
right there.
You're going to hurt yourself trying to hold me down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to always
upgrade
on you and shine and rise a little bit higher, see. And that whole thing about a man cramps as much as you. Oh, I do the whole thing. I do the manicure, pedicure. I keep myself fly at all times. That don't mean you can't keep yourself fly, but I'm certainly not going to look down because you choose to look down.
Preach on, Pimpin.
I'm through with it right now.
Tabernacle.
Man, definitely appreciate those comments. Definitely appreciate those comments. Stay on the line, man. If you got another comment, you know, press one again. You know what I'm saying? Jen, you want to continue?
I wish she had her friends on the line, the ones that actually gave some of those comments. You know, they probably listening on the internet, all on one phone, huddled up around each other right now.
Right.
Don't be scared. Go ahead, print number one. We want to hear from you. Take up for what you feel. If that's how you feel about something, we want to know.
But can I say something?
Go ahead.
Especially about the nails and the toes thing. You should be equal. You should be equal in a relationship. If you're not getting your nails and toes done as much as him, then, you know, men don't feel like and get her nails and toes done as much as you on her own. And you, men, don't do more than your lady. Take her with you if you're doing that. Okay, moving on. If you met your man and you were up to par, maintain that or trust he will find someone else who will. Keep yourself up, though.
Okay, that's cool.
Everything that glitters is not gold. In other words, if you say you got it, then put it to the test.
Jen, check your phone. Your phone breaking up, baby.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear what I said?
Go back to that last one so we can get that in.
Okay. If you met your man... Oh, no. I'm sorry. Don't leave someone you love for someone you lust or like. Next, don't suck on the I am independent motto when you got a man, because it's a big turnoff and will push your man away. Let him be a man for you and a man of the house. That's his role, know yours, and stick with it. Because
stop right
too
there.
Much
stop
independence
right there.
Will
it.
Have you
hit
lonely.
It. Stop right there. We're going to go ahead and go to this caller first. 907. You back on with the middleman. You got a comment? I guess not. So I can go ahead and let loose. So if a woman can't understand what you just said, let me be a man in my house and be a man of my house, then something is definitely wrong with you. Because a lot of women around here want to wear these pants. You know what I'm saying? Trying to act like us. Walk like us. Talk like us. Won't let us be us.
That's what's wrong with us now. We just had a show not too long ago about something in this whole nature of things. So if you out there and you're a woman that's trying to be a man of the house, better check yourself. Pimp hands strong.
Keep it moving. Okay. Man. Keep it moving.
Okay. Don't let them know you have any money on the day. Enjoy being pampered. Let's see. Short-term and long-term goals are adamant. If he doesn't have plans to better his future, that's the problem. Let's see. Does he have kids? And if so, does he take care of them and visit them? If he doesn't, does he want any in the future? 401k. Does he know how to save money? Does he have life insurance? And who's the beneficiary on that policy?
Oh. Stop right there.
Hold on now. Who's the beneficiary?
Yes.
It ain't none of your business who the beneficiary is if I got a life insurance.
Okay, I stated men that are divorced.
I'm scratching my head right now. No,
you need to have your ex-wife off of your life insurance policy.
That's why she's my ex.
No, some people don't take care of their business. They ex-wife still they paperwork and all this and all that. Or if you're separated from your wife and, you know, she's still the beneficiary of your life insurance policy, that's a no-no.
Then the only beneficiaries that should be on anybody's policy, if they have them, should be their kids.
That's right. Amen to that.
Well, I'm just saying, some people...
Moving on.
Okay. Makeup isn't a bad thing. It helps sometimes. Next, does he show any sign of aggression or possessiveness? So run, bitch, run. You'll be setting yourself up for a Chris Brown, Rihanna episode, or perhaps even an Ike and Tina episode. Does he have a great relationship with his mother? That speaks numbers about a man who adores his mother. However, there's a difference, a big difference, between being a mama's boy and, you know, loving your mother. Run away from the mama's boys, girls. If you're finding yourself playing text tag with your man more than you actually talk to him on the phone or see him in person, please be alarmed. You're definitely second base, and he's got an old lady at home. Let's see. Keep the relationship entertaining and versatile. Men love that. Men learn how to kiss the right
stop
way.
On that. Go ahead. Say what now?
Men learn how to kiss the right way. Too much tongue, a big turnoff. Most orgasms are fake. Get over it. Go to the strip club with your man if that's his thing. You know, he'll think it's a big turn on. Nothing wrong with that, girls. Don't ask me to give you head. You learned as a child you must give in order to receive. If you're not giving it, you're not getting it. Let's see. Weekends aren't the only time you can go on dates. Go out during the week or have game night at home. That's always fun, too. If your boo's too busy buying systems, rims, for his old school, and don't like to say, to the left, to the left, to the left, he must go. Who still does that anyway? And he must learn to invest his money in the future or some sort. Next. If your man is a stroller feaster or somebody who likes to get, you know, real young girls every weekend, he's a lame.
Stop there. Stop right there.
Okay.
We're going to try to, you know, process all this right here. But you said if a person basically has rims on their car, they spending more on their rims on their car, you should take them to the left?
If all their like extra money, everything they have is going into buying rims, systems. Well, if they have the money, you know, if you got it, go ahead and do it.
Right.
But, you know, you don't have any money to put in the bank, and you putting all your money in a car.
Okay.
Yeah, to the you must go.
Hey, I'll go to the call on the line. Number 7.
Caller. I think this is Nick again. Nick, you want to comment as well?
Jim,
bless your heart. I agree with about 50% of what you're saying.
Thank you.
I really do. However, that last comment about if the guy is chasing, seems like he's chasing a lot of younger women, he's a lame. Well, I see a lot of younger women chasing older men, so what does that make them?
that's not what you're turning into something that it's not. That's not what I said.
No, it worked hand in hand time and time again. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? I have experienced it. Younger girls trying to get on me.
Well, you should say, come on, little girl, move on. You should be bigger than that. Why do you have to fall into it like flirting with a younger girl? Like, move on. Like, you know, you don't have to do that.
But why does the age have to matter?
Right.
Because if you're, okay, I'm in my 20s, in my late 20s. So, you know, if you're the same age as I am and you're Google goggling, you know, slobbering over 17 or 18-year-old girl, you're lame. You are lame.
Well, what do you know what I'm saying? Folks, you know, 17 is goblin, what, you know what I'm saying? Just lusting over old man.
What is that?
That's different.
All right. No. We're going to stop right there. Because y'all, I'm about to slap and go off. But I'm going to chill. Because you know what? That leads us into our third song of the day. And it's on the same thing. What y'all just said is about the legendary, the great. May he rest in peace. It's our tribute to our man, Mike. Y'all talking about them pretty young things. If an old cat go after a young girl, that's what it is. Hey, go ahead and hit that PYT,
PYT
for me, man. Go ahead and hit that PYT for me.
This is Mike Jackson, people. Pretty Young Thing.
Thank you.
that was the late great Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
we missed
that cat.
Pretty
man.
Young thing. Pretty young thing, you know. Much love to Mike and all he did for this country and us as a black race. But if you just now back tuning into the Middleman Show, we had a very interesting show today, and there will be a part two to this. There will be a part two. And today we were discussing Jen's list, as we call it. These are some things in which, you know, women want from their man or what they expect out of a man or things, some signs in which they need to look for in a man to let them know they need to be with them or not, some guidelines, and et cetera. And like I said, there will be a part two to this show. And we're about to move into our greatest and last segment of the show, Touch with our boy. Y'all know who it is. Dub G.
Hey, y'all already know what it's gonna be like, man. You know what I'm talking about? This your boy Dub G, aka DJ Big House, aka the human hat rack. Google me, Jack. You know what I'm talking about? Riddle me, hey, what it do, man? It's a lovely Sunday out, man, wherever y'all at. Pre-church tabernacle, sanctuary, allocated souffle, and everything else in between. You understand that, man? Hey, look here. I'm gonna speak on two things for today, and I'm gonna kill the rest of it on the next one. Now, baby girl say, something. These boys looking for these little young girls, man. Now let me tell you something. Ain't nobody saying nothing about these old ass cougars running around here raping these little boys. You know what I'm talking about? 40 years old, 50 years old, getting with somebody that should be your son. How in the hell do I want to be around my mama and she go out with my homeboy that we play basketball with on Sundays? What kind of issue is that? You know what I'm talking about? Like, that's a little far-fetched. Ain't nobody saying nothing about that. But now, I don't agree with, now I will say it, I don't agree with, if you under 21, really, and you're an old cat, you need to be slapped in your face and your winning cut off. Goddamn, mess with them little young-ass girls, because their little privates ain't matured enough for you. You know what I'm talking about? You
right.
Need to get you some seasoned meat, you know what I'm talking about? Or freshly unsealed. You know what I'm saying? That? And two, talking about the spouses, nobody. Nah, I'm had to disagree with a little bit of everybody, man. Y'all know I'm a married man, but damn still, man. And y'all talking about nobody should be the beneficiary except the kids, man. Well, look here, no ex-wife. Now I can understand the ex-wife. You the ex, so you ex dot best buy. You know what I'm talking about? For whatever reason. Now my kids gonna get all my money, but guess what? For the most part, if me and my wife that had us a good situation, it is what it is. God damn it, she don't benefit too if I having to pay before her. You know what I'm talking about? Cause somebody got to hold it on. Regardless, in a fact, if I know she handle business or not, you know, nah, if she a airhead motherfucker and can't handle no business, she can't get nothing. I got to have my lawyer over my state. But by law, you know what I'm saying, your spouse is going to have to hold your issue down. You know what I'm saying? So, however, whatever, you know what I'm talking about? In my case, mine gonna hold me down, so she going to get some money. You know what I'm talking about? So, it is what it is, man. But to everybody out there at TV land, radio land, listen on cell phones and at home. You know what I'm talking about? It is what it is, man. This is your boy Dub G. Check us out online. Y'all already know the site. You know what I'm talking about? And I bid you a good night. You know what I'm talking about? This has been your boy Dub G. Hey, KG.
Yeah.
Hey, we in here, man. We still on 285, and I'm focused. Hey, man, y'all take it easy, man. I'm out this bitch. Shut up. All right,
man. Appreciate it. Al?
Yeah, I'm here.
Next, you know, people, the next time we do this list, we going, you know, we going to get a little bit more from y'all out of this. Because
yeah.
I heard some stuff that I really couldn't get into like I wanted to. And I know y'all probably heard the same thing. So like Al said, we're going to do a part two to this particular show. And we hope
yeah.
that you guys tune in. Go ahead and go to
yeah.
our name site. We are themiddleman.ning. Get you a profile. You can always go back and listen to our previous show, our last show with the vilification of the black man. Go ahead and check
yep.
that one out. We're not always this unserious, but hey, we got to let our hair down sometimes too. So
right,
make sure you do that. We appreciate everybody that did stay on the line with us today, and everybody that's new. Hey, we hope that we impressed you, Jen.
Right.
Tell every last one of your friend girls we appreciate them taking the time to let us know how they feel about keeping a man, losing a man, whatever the case may be. Let them know that we definitely do appreciate them. And for your cousin that was on the line, we definitely appreciate her, too. Jen, you got anything you want to say before we go ahead and shut everything down?
Yes, I hope y'all listened to part two. We didn't get into some of the best rules
get. So make sure you tune in and watch out for that show to keep on the site when it's coming up.
And our next show next week, everybody online, please make sure you tune in next week, 6 p.m. Eastern,
right.
5 p.m. Central. The next show, if you could say something to a black woman, what would you say? If you could tell a black woman this, or she needs to do that, what would you tell her?
Yeah. Black women need to dot, fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying? So tune in next week, people. It will be going down next week, people.
Black women need to shut the beep. Oh, my bad.
Right.
I'm already on it.
Right. Yeah.
If you got any topics, anything you want us to talk about, go to wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. Send us that email, wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. And tell a friend. Tell them, hey, I like this show. These guys are pretty okay. We're trying to become number one on Blog Talk Radio. So you guys make sure you keep supporting us, and we appreciate you. Because when we
add
do
us, that's your
top,
favorite, baby.
Yeah. When we hit the top, we bringing you right along with us. Because without you, there could not be a us. Val, we appreciate you out there. You stay safe out there with all the Mexicans.
Okay, most definitely. And I want to thank everybody for taking an hour out your day to listen to The Middlemen Show. And we out, people.
Yeah, you hear that music, though, right?
The Middlemen shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now, I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, go take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout in and learn some. Put your mind to grind the work. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand. Stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man because he was dying to break shop. Every Sunday, tune in. Go live 6 p.m. blogtalkradio.com. The Middle Me. Hey. What's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening, the middlemen? Hey, what's happening? BlogTalkRadio.com, the middlemen.
And we out, people.